May the Spirit move our heart. Listen to our Spirit. If you need a Bible, please raise your hand. 弟兄姊妹，如果你需要圣经嘅，请你举手。试试我哋预备咗圣经啦。我哋跟住咧系读经嘅时间。 The scripture reading for today is Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. Again, Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. 我哋今日读嘅经文喺路加福音24章1至12节。路加福音24章1至12节。 Brothers and sisters, you have your Bible passage printed in your bulletin in English. Should you like to refer to, please refer to your bulletin for today. And I'm going to read it in Chinese. Feel free to read in whatever language you prefer, but I'll read it in Chinese. 今日嘅经文系记载喺路加福音24章1至12节。圣经咁样记载话：七日嘅第一日，黎明嘅时候，嗰啲妇女带住所预备嘅香料嚟到坟墓前边，佢哋睇见石头已经从坟墓嗰度捆开啦，佢哋就进去。 只系唔见主耶稣嘅身体，正系猜疑嘅时候，忽然有两个人站喺旁边，衣服放光，妇女们就惊怕，张脸伏地。嗰两个人就对佢哋话啦：为什么喺死人里边找活人呢？你唔知道咩？佢已经复活啦。当纪念佢仲喺加利利嘅时候，点样嘅告诉你哋话？ 人子必须交喺罪人嘅手里边，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。佢哋就想起耶稣嘅话嚟，就从坟墓嗰度回去，将呢一切嘅话告诉十一个使徒同埋其余嘅人。那个告诉使徒嘅就系抹大拉嘅玛利亚同埋约阿拿，同埋雅各嘅母亲玛利亚，仲有与佢哋一起嘅妇女。 佢哋呢啲话信徒以为系胡言，就唔相信。Verse 12，彼得起嚟跑到坟墓前，低头往里看，就见细麻布独在一处，就回去了，心里希奇所成就嘅事情。This morning we have Pastor Loretta sharing the Bible passage, expositing God's verse. Let's pray for Pastor Loretta as she preach. Asking the Spirit to move our hearts.
弟兄姊妹平安。Peace
to everybody.
喺今時今日，我哋實在好需要平安。Nowadays,
we really need the peace.
喺一個星期之前，門徒跟住耶穌高高興興咁樣入耶路撒冷。The
disciples were with Jesus a week ago, triumphantly entering the gate of Jerusalem.
佢哋期待擁立耶穌為王，驅逐羅馬兵嚟到去光復國土。
They want to put Jesus on the throne of the king and drive out the Roman soldiers.
突然间情势急转直下，耶稣突然被捕。
Unfortunately, the event turned to the worst, and Jesus was arrested.
几个小时之后，耶稣系经历咗审讯、定罪、钉十字架、死亡，然之后被埋葬。
Within several hours, Jesus was put on trial, was convicted, put on the cross, and died on the cross.
門徒非常之震驚，極度嘅悲痛同埋迷惘。The
disciples were trembling, they were confused and full of grief.
如果死亡係結局嘅話，呢個就係悲劇。If
that's the end of the story, this will be a sad story.
如果死而復活嘅話，咁就係扭轉咗局勢，轉悲為喜。
But if there's a different ending, like resurrection from death, then we turn the sorrow into joy.
耶稣复活是上帝定义逆转死亡，亦都系逆转咗好多人嘅观念同埋生命，系翻天覆地嘅改变。
The resurrection of Jesus completely changed everything that is normal. It changed from death to life, and we changed our idea of what a living is or what death is. It's a completely drastic change.
今日经文系耶稣复活清晨嘅第一个场面。
Scene one today is Jesus' resurrection in the morning.
同一件事，马太福音嘅记载就充满咗动感啦。
According to the book of Matthew, there is a lot of drastic changes.
地动山摇，天使好似闪电咁样出现，将墓门嗰个石头就推开咗。
There was an earthquake, and all of a sudden the angels appear, and their clothing is shining like lightning, and the stone on top of the grave is actually rolled away.
嗰啲看守嘅士兵吓到当场晕咗，走得嘅都走啦。
The guards were fainted. Some of them actually escaped, went away.
如果呢件事发生喺今日，你估点咧
？If it were happening today at this moment,
咁梗系拎个手机出嚟影相啦，
走乜嘢啫 ？I think everybody will pull their cell phone and start taking pictures.
但系路加福音佢就将呢啲震撼嘅场面冇晒。
According to the book of Luke.All the dramatic scenes is cut down, is passive description.
咁好似冇乜嘢睇喎，咁佢想我哋睇乜嘢咧
？There doesn't seem to be any drastic changes. What does Dr. Luke want us to see?
第一，梗係睇嗰班女人啦。
The first thing that we have to look at is the women.
咁嗰度起碼最少都有四個嘅。
There should be at least four of them.
亦都係呢個原因，我今日揀呢段經文嘅，因為我哋有四個姊妹今日受浸。
That's another reason why I picked this passage because we got actually four ladies being baptized.
呢班婦女一大朝早就拎住香料嚟到去墳墓。
In the early morning, the women actually brought a lot of spices to the tomb.
呢啲香料係用嚟搽喺屍體嘅上面，係減輕咗腐爛嗰個臭味。
The spices is for the embalming of the body, so the bad odor will be reduced.
咁嗰個屍體覺得自己香香地嘅話，就得到安慰啦。咁呢啲係猶太人去安葬佢哋親人嘅做法。
That's what the Jews thought. If you got spices on the body, then the body will be comforted, and that's what they have been doing.
耶穌係大概喺安息日之前嘅三個小時死亡。
Jesus died before Good Friday, right? 3 hours?
On Sabbath.
The Sabbath, 3 hours before Sabbath, that's the death of Jesus.
兩個秘密的門徒就領取了耶穌的屍體，他們必須要在這幾小時之內去完成安葬，因為安息日是不可以殯葬的。
Because it is only 3 hours, there's two disciples secretly took the body,and put in all the preparation before the start of Sabbath because you can't do anything on Sabbath.
雖然時間唔多，不過根據約翰福音記載咧，佢哋仍然可以將75磅嘅香料搽曬喺耶穌嘅身上面。
Even though there's actually about several hours, but the disciples were able to put 75 pounds of spices on embalming spices on the body.
我哋諗到啦，呢班女流之輩拎個香料一定唔會多啦，點都唔及得75磅咁多啦。
We're thinking that the women probably carry some spices, but not 75 pounds as much.
數量唔係問題，係最重要嘅係心意。
It's not the quantity that counts, it's the heart.
佢哋係想親手為耶穌做最後一件事。
They just want to do the last thing for Jesus' body.
耶稣被钉到埋葬，佢哋只不过系能够远远咁去睇住，冇机会行近啲。
From the nail to the burial ground, they were able to see from the distance.
佢哋甚至都唔识得嗰啲嚟安葬耶稣嘅人。
They didn't even know who took the body.
而家佢哋系克服咗悲痛嚟到去坟前，因为佢哋系耶稣嘅乡里加利利人。
They have to overcome the sorrow, and then they are going to the tomb to do the last thing for Jesus' body because they were natives to Jesus in Galilee.
他们但求是好像亲人那样, 将一份香料放在耶稣的身上面, 使到这个葬礼更加合体统, 更加完美。
That's what a family member would have done to the buried body, so they want to do it according to their traditions.
这班妇女很有自己的想法,
the women had their own thoughts,
但是复活的耶稣, 就改變了他們的計劃了。
But the resurrected Christ actually changed their plans.
他們原本想為耶穌死後做最後一件事。
They were thinking of doing the last thing to spice up Jesus' body.
但現在變成是為耶穌的復活之後做了第一件事, 就是將復活的訊息傳開去。
But instead, the first thing that we'll do after the resurrection of Christ is to spread this news to everybody.
我们都好像这些妇女那样, 很有主见, 亦都非常执着, 不容易被人动摇的。
We are always have our own conviction on our own plans in our life.
我要问的是, 如果复活的耶稣真的要来颠覆我们原有的想法, 我们是不是愿意被他拆毁, 然后再重建呢?
If Jesus came to you and changed your life, break your life plan, and we change it, repurpose it, would you follow Jesus?
我们会不会因为复活主而改变计划? 我们会不会做他想要我们做的事呢?
Would we follow the resurrected Christ, do whatever he wants us to do?
第二, 我们要看那些听到耶稣说复活的人的反应。
The second thing that we have to look at is the people that react to the news of the resurrected Christ.
门徒和使徒都不相信这班女人, 认为他们一派胡言。
The disciples or whoever that heard the news said that the women must be speaking nonsense.
说真的, 这班女人真的没见过复活了的耶稣的。
In actual fact, the women never actually see the resurrected Christ at all.
他们本来就是要去寻找耶稣的尸体, 他们很有理由是想见到复活了的耶稣。
The sole reason for their morning visit is to see Jesus' body. They have the right to see the body.
但是他们没有要求这样做。
They didn't ask for it.
因为天使提醒他们, 耶稣讲过关于复活的说话。
Because the angels remind them what Jesus had told them.
所以他们就立刻记起了。
So they remember immediately what Jesus said.
他们记得耶稣在加利利的时候, 是第二次预言过自己, 必须被交在罪人的手里面, 钉在十字架上面第三日复活。
When Jesus was in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise."
这件事大概是半年之前他们记起了。About
that was told about half a year ago.
但是我想他们同样都会记得几日之前发生的事，几日之前有人来盘问耶稣对于复活的看法。
If they remember half a year ago what Jesus said, they definitely remember several days ago, somebody came to Jesus and asked him about resurrection.
耶稣这样说的，他的答法是说，从死里复活的人也不娶也不嫁，因为他们不能再死，和天使一样，既是复活的人，就为神的儿子。
Jesus told them, to the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die anymore. Because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection.
就是这一句, 从死里复活的人和天使一样。
Because of that word, because they are equal to the angels and are sons of God.
耶稣既然是神的儿子, 复活之后更加应该像天使了。
If Jesus is the son of God, after the resurrection, he will be like the angels.
天使何时被你看到的吗? 不是你说的吗? 所以这些妇女很自然没想过会见到耶稣的。
Normally, the women were thinking that angels would not appear normally, so they were not in their heart to think of seeing the resurrected Jesus.
他们虽然不是很明白复活究竟是怎样发生的。
They don't understand what resurrection is in their mind.
但是因为他记得耶稣的说话, 他的心窍就立刻开了,心意更新。
Because they remember Jesus' words, their neurons start to snap together and they understand there's a change of heart.
耶穌死而復活嗰個形象已經喺佢心裏邊好似睇到啦，所以佢唔在乎係咪真係見到耶穌復活嘅身體。
Within their hearts, they already, because of, they trust the word of the Lord, they already see the image of the resurrected Christ, so they don't have to actually see the image.
但係耶穌都要證實復活係真有其事，唔係心理作用噶嘛，所以耶穌後來都向佢哋顯現。
But obviously, Jesus doesn't want you to think about the possibility. He appeared to them later on.
根據其他福音書嘅記載，抹大拉嘅瑪利亞係後來翻返去到墳墓，所以佢成為第一個見到復活主嘅人。
According to the scriptures, Mary Magdalene went back to the tomb, and she was the first one to see the resurrected Christ.
其他嘅婦女都後來見到復活嘅耶穌。
The other women also see.Saw Jesus.
路加福音好特別重視記載呢幾個婦女，因為佢哋係正好代表你同埋我。
Luke wrote a lot about these women. That's because they are very much like you and I.
因為我哋都係冇親眼見過復活耶穌，佢係憑住耶穌嘅説話，我哋認識佢，相信佢，並且經歷佢嘅復活嘅大能。
Like them, we did not see the trueresurrected Christ, but according because of our faith in the word of Jesus, we actually believe in it.
We are
justified by faith.
就正如創世記所講過嘅，亞伯蘭信耶和華嘅説話，耶和華就以此為佢嘅義。
Similarly, in according to Genesis, Abram believed in the Lord, and it's counted it to him as righteousness.
第三樣嘢，我哋要去睇嘅係空墳墓。
The third thing we have to look at is the empty tomb.
因為個墓門打開咗，嗰啲女人先至睇到裏面係空嘅。
Because the stone rolled away, the women were able to see inside and it was empty.
其實復活咗嘅耶穌根本唔使開門都出到嚟㗎。
In actual fact, the resurrected Christ is like angel. He can actually go through anything.
墓門大開係完全為嗰啲要去尋找耶穌嘅人而開嘅。
The opening of the tomb is basically for the benefit of the one who seeks to see Jesus.
當日婦女急急忙忙，佢哋以為要為耶穌做一件事。
They were the women at that time was in a hurry to do something for Jesus.
呢啲都係我哋心態，成日都急急忙忙，以為耶穌要為耶穌做好多嘅事。
We always thoughtGood things for Jesus, want to do something for Jesus.
但是这个空坟墓要告诉我们听的是事实正好相反。
But the empty tomb told us differently.
是耶稣用他的爱为我们做了惊天动地的大事，使到我们每一个都要谦卑下来。
Because of Jesus' love, he actually drastically changed our mindset. So we have to.Because of the drastic changes, we have to change accordingly.
我哋成日都容易記得星期五受難節同埋星期日復活節。
We always remember during this time, Good Friday and the Sunday, Easter Sunday.
但係我哋往往就忘記咗星期六耶穌喺墳墓裏邊度過漫長嘅一日。
However, we always forget and ignore that.On Saturday, that's where Jesus spent the whole day in the tomb.
正如昨天大家都開始收到很多關於復活的video 啊信息了，是不是？星期六我們忘記了。
Yesterday, you probably remember a lot of video in your cell phone. People are passing through, passing along a lot of videos about Easter.
星期六進入墳墓是表示真的死了。
Jesus went to the tomb on Saturday, and he was dead on the cross, so there's a true death there.
在古時猶太人稱之為下到陰間，是一條不歸的路，不會再回轉頭。
According to ancient Jews, they believe that when you die, you went to the underworld, you pass the line of point of no return, and you never return.
耶穌唔單單喺十字架上面嗰一刻嘅死亡。
Not only there's an actual death that Jesus died on the cross，
更加係為人類嘅罪進入咗墳墓裏邊最深嘅死亡。
And for us, he went to the deepest part of the underworld.
經歷咗同上帝最大嘅隔絕。
There's a separation between him and God.
呢個係罪人永不翻身嘅結局，耶穌竟然係同我哋一齊承受。
This is what happened to the sinners when we died, but Jesus did it for us and take over that agony for us.
在星期日的清晨，耶稣在深渊里面用永生的爱去逆转了死亡。
On Sunday morning, Jesus turned around and came back from the abyss and became alive again.
身体复活，使到相信他的人都得到新的生命。
He was resurrected, and for whoever that believe in him will have everlasting life.
今日复活节，我哋系咪应该翻翻去到空嘅坟墓面前，我哋去认真反省，同埋去大大感恩呢
？On this Easter Sunday, should we not go back to the tomb, empty tomb, and praise the Lord because of what He have done?
每个寻找主耶稣嘅人都好应该跟随耶稣进入呢个空嘅坟墓里边去经历复活嘅大能。
Whoever that seeks Jesus should go back to the empty tomb and experience His love to give praise to Him.
我哋藉着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。
Through baptism, we die with our old self, die with Him, and be buried. With him.
这个经文大家都很熟了。
This Bible verse is very familiar to everybody.
一阵间我们四位姊妹去受浸的时候，他只不过入水是两秒钟而已。Pastor James 很快就将他推翻上来的了。
Four sisters is going to be baptized. they will be submerged underwater, and Pastor James will lift them up quickly.
只是入水两秒钟，和当年耶稣在坟墓里面的三日，真是没得比啦。
You'll be submerged underwater for 2 seconds, and whereas Jesus was buried for 3 days.
我们曾经研究那些水位究竟去到几高，才可以将他们全部浸下去呢？
We were thinking of how high the top should be before they can actually submerge them all the way underwater.
水位唔夠高啊，即係佢哋死得一半嘅喎。
If the water is not high enough, they're just half dead.
雖然只係得兩秒，我想請你哋都記住嗰種寂靜無聲、唔能夠呼吸嘅感覺。
There's only 2 seconds underwater, but I really want you to remember the silence and the and almost like death experience underwater.
冇錯，只係入水兩秒，死只係得兩秒。
It's almost like simulating death for 2 seconds.
但係你哋起身之後，以後會過好多好多嘅日子。
But after you immerse out of the water, you will have many many days ahead of you.
經文咁樣講，原是叫我們一個一動有新生嘅樣式，像基督藉著父嘅榮耀從死裏復活一樣。
In order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life.
怎样才能叫做一举一动有新生的样式呢？
What does that walk in newness of life mean?
教会怎样可以提醒弟兄姊妹，怎样可以鼓励你们是做新生的生活呢？
How can the church remind you of this, and how can we encourage you to live a newness of life?
今日唔打算喺度讲啲咩嘅大道理，不过就让我分享一啲我嘅领受啦。
I'm not going to tell you big theory, theological theorems, but I just want to tell you what I feel.
喺好耐好耐以前，系超过1000年以前嘅教会，佢哋做嘅浸礼嘅时候咧，系通常喺教会嘅门口。
About 1,000 years ago, the church were doing a lot of baptismal service.And the baptism tub is actually in the front of the church.
甚至乎喺门口外面嘅一个建筑物叫做洗礼堂。
Some even construct a building specifically for that baptismal service. It's called the baptistery.
就好似呢一个比撒嘅洗礼堂一样。
It's similar to this pizza. I'm not sure I pronounce it right. It's Italian pizza baptistery.
这个是意大利最大的洗礼堂，已经有600多年历史了。
It's about 650 years old and is situated in Italy, directly in front of that church.
你看到呢，好像真的很大，这张照片的角度很大，咁啊，比另外一个角度去看下，都很大。
It's very big. So I'll show you another picture to see the relative size of it.
如果你眼離喎，睇到遠遠斜斜地嗰個就係比薩斜塔。
If you see the Leaning Tower, Pisa is right in the middle.
呢個斜塔其實係教堂嘅鐘樓。
The Tower of Pisa, the Leaning Tower, is actually the bell tower of the church.
呢個洗禮堂仲比呢個斜塔仲高少少嘅。
The baptistery is actually taller than the tower itself.
咁我哋睇翻嗰個洗禮堂裏邊啦。
Okay, we'll see. Look inside that baptistery.
呢個係相係由上面影落去嘅。你見到中間嗰個就係嗰個洗禮池啦。
We're looking down from the rooftop to the baptism tub.
你見到啲人咁細咧，就知道個比例係幾大嘅。
You can see the relative size.There's human being like a little thing next to the baptistery. It's called the baptismal font.
This 个洗礼池是八角形的。
It's octagon in shape.
是象征住上帝六日的创造，第七日安息，第八日是七日的头一日，是新的开始，即是复活。
The shape of octagon just representing 6 days of creation, 1 day of rest, and then the one more is the new week.
这个洗礼池就好像一个人再次出世一样。
This baptismal font is like when you emerge yourself out of the water, it's like a new life and a new beginning.
人的第一次出世是在妈妈的肚腹出来，第二次就在这个洗礼池出来，从圣灵而生。
The first birth is like a human being being born from the womb, and the second birth is basically from the baptismal service here.
这个洗礼堂的门出去就正正对着教堂的门。
The front door of this baptismal font is directly goes towards the church front door.
人洗礼之后就过到去对面进入教堂去参与敬拜。
After the baptismal service, they went into the church to worship together.
请大家留意，中世纪的教堂的设计和布局呢是十字架形状的。
If you look carefully, the medieval churches are designed in such a way it's like a cross.
这个图会看得清楚一点
了。Yeah, this 2D print will be a lot more transparent.
是象征着耶稣在洗礼的时候和罪人认同了。
It represents that God actually bear our sins.
他然之後就係背負我哋嘅罪，一直向住祭壇咁樣行，成為贖罪祭。
And then Jesus will bear our sins towards the altar and become the sin offering.
所以道成肉身係一條十字架嘅路。
So becoming in the flesh is the path of the cross.
所以如果每一個基督徒佢經過洗禮堂進入去教堂，向住聖餐嘅台行去嘅時候，佢就應該記得耶穌基督。
So everybody who went through the baptismal service and they come back and join the service and walk towards the communion table, they will remember what Jesus had bear for us.
我们当记得耶稣为我们受死、埋葬、复活，以致我们有永生的盼望。
We have to remember how Jesus was died on the cross, was buried and resurrected, and give us the everlasting hope and life.
今日的教堂建筑物很多都不是这样的设计了。
Nowadays, most of the churches are not designed this way anymore.
但我想大家記住前人的智慧，在建築、在美學上面，他們設法提醒我們要跟隨基督那個新生的樣式。
I just want everybody to know, even though our church is not designed this way, but the arts that came through the ages and the design always remind us of how we actually can remember Jesus' love for us.
耶稣在第一次预言复活的时候，他就已经这样讲过。
in the first time when Jesus was prophesying that he is going to be die on the cross.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
He said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
这个就是新生的样式。
This is what a new life is like.
当我行在这个教堂的中间那条线上面的时候，我不单止默想基督行过的路，我也想到很多前人都行过这条路。
While I was doing the center aisle walking up, I can actually remember how Jesus died for me and also all those people that walked many years ago from me, with me.
那间教堂的建筑物已经有差不多1000年的历史，而基督教会又有2000年的历史。
That church is almost like 1,000 years old, and Christianity is 2,000 years old.
歷世歷代的基督徒在各自的生活場景，在各種困難掙扎當中，他們實踐信仰。
Through the centuries, they have living out their lives and living out their beliefs.
最新的消息，大家都可能聽聞在斯里蘭卡教堂受到襲擊的事件。
You heard the latest news about Sri Lanka, how the church was bombed.
在復活節的主日崇拜裡面，有三間教堂被恐怖襲擊。
During the Easter services, three churches were separately being bombed.
到現在知道已經超過200人死亡，超過500人受傷。
Over 200 died and over 500 people wounded.
這個是令人很難過和很傷心的事。
It's hard to bear such a news.
襲擊在早上8點多開始，之後的很多教會都人心惶惶，立即取消或者停止了當日的崇拜。
The terrorist attack was at 8 a.m. And afterwards, a lot of churches, they are trembling of the news.
我想讲的就是，我们虽然受到死亡的威胁，但我们仍然是有一位复活主。
Even though sometimes we might face the possibility of death, but we still have the resurrected Christ in our mind.
我相信遇难的弟兄姊妹，他们现在已经与主同在，等候末日的再复活。
I believe that those people who died in Sri Lanka already are with Christ today.
就是有这么多抛头颅洒热血为主为信仰而走窄路的弟兄姊妹的故事。
So many these stories of brothers and sisters who died for their faith.
这些故事就是我们的提醒和鼓励。
Those stories actually encourage us and tell us that we have to follow Christ closely.
今天我们有四位年轻的姊妹将会受浸。
Four sisters are going to be baptized today.
在座的弟兄姊妹真的不是一个看字的。
I hope that the brothers and sisters are not just looking at their baptismal service.
我们同样都是应该回顾一下当年我们自己洗礼的誓言。
In the meantime, we have to revisit our own vows in our own baptismal service.
如果主耶稣真系活在我哋心里面嘅话，无论佢点样去颠覆改变我哋，我哋仍然系愿意跟随主嘅。
If Jesus really lives in your heart, no matter how he disrupts our lives, how he changes our plans, we should still obey and follow him.
我哋仍然愿意活出新生嘅样式，作主所喜悦嘅门徒。
We still want to live this newness of life, to live out what Jesus would like us to live.
我们大家一起祈祷。
Let's pray together.
满有恩慈的天父上帝。
Jesus, the Lord, full of love.
感谢你赐下爱子成为我们的救赎。
We praise you that you have given us your son for our redemption.
感謝耶穌為我們復活，逆轉死亡，賜給我們新的生命。
We praise that God has died on the cross and be resurrected and give us new life again.
賜給我們有永生的盼望，同時我們能夠在今世可以服侍主更多。
Give us the everlasting hope and we can serve you through our own life.
求主你復活的愛和光芒繼續在我們心裡去湧流。
Pray that you can actually shine upon us and be with us.
以致我们能够将你的医治、释放和盼望带到去那些仍然失意、迷茫的人当中。
And so we can be cured, and we will bring new hope to other people that has no hope.
求你同時係安慰喺斯里蘭加呢個爆炸所有嘅死傷者家屬。
Please comfort those in Sri Lanka that suffering.
用你嘅話語充滿佢哋，同佢哋同在，賜俾佢哋平安同埋信靠。
Use the word to soothe them and give them peace in their heart.
也求主堅固我哋，幫助我哋勇敢又認真咁樣背起十字架，跟隨耶穌。
And I pray that Jesus will strengthen us through your words so we can actually bear your cross and live daily.
叫我哋嘅生命生活真係與蒙召嘅恩相稱。
So that our life will shine according to the grace that you have given us.
禱告奉我哋嘅復活主耶穌基督嘅名求。
We pray in the resurrected Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.